Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2006. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner located at Pod 532 on the Pavilion floor, including mini talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities.
Good afternoon, folks. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Java.net Community Corner. We'll be resuming our Community Corner mini talks at this point. Presenting next, we will have J.P. Patinas with the JEDI project, and he will be updating us with the current status of that JEDI project. J.P., go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay. Too loud. All right. Good afternoon. It's too loud. Okay, thank you. So today I'll be presenting, well, last year I presented the JEDI project, which we started in February of 2005. So it's been almost more than a year. And I'd like to give you guys an update of what we're doing right now. But before that, let me give you an introduction on what JEDI is about. Well, it's a collaborative project from Sun Microsystems and the University of the Philippines, and eventually we want to do it through community collaboration. I'll expound on this more later on. And the things that we do, of course, we get input and review from industry and the academe. Okay, so the goals are the following. We want to make CS and IT course materials available for free to everyone. Note that I highlighted on free. Okay. Enhance teaching and learning experience. Achieve objective of improving the quality of CS and IT education. And eventually have better graduates coming out of the university. Increase our pool of Java experts. And of course, as a result, provide world-class products and services. Okay. So these are the things that we have to offer in JEDI. Number one, you have free access to courseware and materials. So you would have the teachers and the students' manuals. You have teaching slides with notes for the speakers. Exercises and problems which students can work on. Of course, we also provide the solutions for that one. And reference materials. We also have free software which you can use. Free teacher training. We've conducted several already. And free access to help desk. We also have an online community, of course, hosted at java.net. We have two actually, that's JEDI, and the other one is JEDI Master. So JEDI Master is for actually a private community for developers and people who are helping us develop the materials. And we have events for students and teachers. Of course, these are support activities for them. Okay. So these are the things that we have right now. We broke it down into three phases. So we did it in chunks, so probably about 3 to 4 months to develop one phase. So we have phase one, which is introduction to programming, one and two, and data structures. Although data structures is more theoretical, okay, the use of Java is more on the examples. Yeah, you can actually put any type of example that you want. You can use easy procedure and all that stuff. You can use pseudocoding, but we chose to use Java, of course. And then phase two, which we will be releasing after Java 1, we have software engineering, mobile applications development, and web programming. Okay. And currently we are developing three new courses, namely web services, Java security, and OOADP. Okay, so we expect that to be finished in around 2 months. Okay? Anyway, all these materials are available at java.net in the JEDI Master community. Okay? And, well, I have good news. We've introduced phase four. Okay? And currently we have two courses there, operating systems and open source project management. In fact, we're trying to ask the community what courses they would want to see in JEDI. Okay. Actually, the courses that we have, we're not really asking like schools or departments to change their curriculum, but it's more of enhancing your current curriculum, because we know that it's not easy to change the subjects that you have. Some are standard ACM, IEEE subjects that, you know, we can't really change. Some can be elective courses. Okay. In fact, some of the courses that we have are being used in graduate studies. Okay. Yeah. Okay, of course, the community plays a big role in the success of JEDI. So it's been 15 months now. Okay. So we've been getting contributions from teachers from not only from the Philippines, but even from Sangshin's students who take the Java Bootcamp. Okay. We get contributions from them. We get contributions from our teachers as well, and even from our developers. Okay. We've conducted trainings. There are trainings that we conduct ourselves, and there are trainings that are conducted by the people we have trained. And so far, we have three. Okay. And more are willing to conduct similar trainings in their provinces. Okay. Okay, let's now look at global partnerships. Now, JEDI, although JEDI started in the Philippines, it's not just for the Philippines. This is actually free for everyone. We're coordinating with different countries right now so that they can deploy this in their own respective countries. And of course, we have Daniel here from Brazil, who has been very active in promoting JEDI and translating JEDI in Portuguese. And we also have Vincent, also a Java champion, who's doing a translation of JEDI materials in France. Okay? And also we're coordinating with other countries in Asia for deployment of this one. Okay, so membership. We have the following statistics. We have about 110 schools right now and about 1,300 teachers involved. So they're actually using the materials for their courses. Okay? Instead of using some reference book, they would rather use this. Okay? And then we have a total of 48,000 students from that 110 schools that we have right now. And I'm happy to announce that out of the 48, we're able to get about 16,000-17,000 to join the SDN program. Okay? And yeah, we've trained 207 teachers, and actually, as we stand right here now, we're conducting two trainings in the Philippines. Okay, hopefully, we start doing trainings also in Brazil once you have translated the materials. Okay, so well, that's basically the update that I have to give on JEDI. You might have questions that you want to ask or things that you would want to know about JEDI. Purposely, I've shortened the presentation because you know I would want to know what things you're curious about that I may be able to answer here. Anybody? We're 1, 2, 3. We're about 5, 6 years old. Yes. Okay, financing. Okay, first of all, I'm part of the University of the Philippines Java R&D Center. Okay, that is being funded by a private company and the university. Okay, so we do research on Java technologies there, and then of course one of our partners is Sun Microsystems. So we approached Sun. We told them that we wanted to develop just one course, actually. And then Matt Thompson, one of the directors of Sun, said, why don't we make more and make this a larger scale so that not only your students would benefit, but we do this worldwide. So he provided the initial funding for us. Okay. Of course, we're also being funded by other partners through the trainings that we conduct. But for the development of the materials, it's Sun who's helping us out. Yeah. So the developers actually come from the University of the Philippines, professors and lecturers. We also have students involved, so they try to test the codes that we do, okay, come up with solutions for that one. And then we also have a group of Sun evangelists who come to the Philippines about every quarter to make sure that, you know, quality is maintained. The topics that we put there are things that people would want to see and industry would want to have. So basically, that's how things work. Sorry, it was not just finance that I talked about. And yeah. And Daniel, you might want to share some things that you've been doing in Brazil for this project. No, you started something already. You can come up and... So it's on record.
Well, we are working now in the part of translation to Portuguese. And this is the first part. The second part will be testing all the material. And we probably, at the end of this year, we will start running all the program in the country. And we are a little bit worried about how many people will be there, because Brazil is a large country, lots of people, and it's a free, complete course, so we are expecting a lot of people.
Yeah, so you can actually get the materials if you're, well, if you join the community. The address is there, jedi.dev.java.net. Just sign up. I approve it immediately, and you can download the materials, even the materials that we are currently doing. Of course, we do it by chapters. You can look at what we're doing. Probably if you see some errors, you can, you know, help us with that. Okay? Okay? By the way, with me is Professor Romel Feria. So, you know, Jed is not just me. It has to be me and Romel. So he's back there. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, JP. Thank you very much. That was JP and Daniel de Oliveira talking about updates to the JEDI project. Thank you, folks. The next Community Corner mini talk will begin at 2:30. It will feature packaging the JDK for Linux and Open Solaris, how to get started with that. It will be presented by David Heron. So, David, if you're in the if you're close by in the crowd, you can come by and we can start setting up. See you in a few minutes.
This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Come visit us at Pod 532 on the pavilion floor and check out our website at jnpodcasts.dev.java.net, where you'll find show notes and a feed for all our Java 1 2006 podcasts.